Blog Talk Radio.
Your breath is like rain, your word it sustains me. I've come to this place with intentions of finding you. Your truth is a lamp, your wisdom my light. I'm seeking your face with intentions.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join on tonight. This is Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay, prolific fire ministry, and honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay. Somebody may be new to the ministry and say, well, what does that mean? It means if you need prayer, because Faith on the Line is all about prayer and encouragement. So if you need prayer, you still have time to jump on the phone lines. That's what it means. Get on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. And the song that I played on tonight to open us up was Treasure by Desperation Band. Again, if you need prayer, I'm thankful for everybody that's online right now, on the phone lines right now. But if you need prayer, join us on the phone line, 347-426-3782. The next voice you hear will be that of the woman of faith, Prophetess Pay. Prophetess Pay, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith. I'm on the line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tune in to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in, and thank God for the ones that's on the phone line, those that's on iTunes, those maybe on other social media, blog talk. I just want to thank and praise God for you all on the line on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for you being there, because you don't know how much that I appreciate everyone coming on the phone line, because you could be elsewhere, but God allowed you to come on Faith on the Line on tonight. And I want to let you know, faith is a line that's simple for faith. You got to trust. You got to believe. And most of all, faith is when you get out there. You get out there and you do, and you go for what you want. You go for what you believe in. You do what you asking God to do. You go out there and you get it. You don't just, you say, Lord, help us, and you say, Lord, when is this going to happen for us, and Lord, when is this going to do? It's already there. God just wants us to trust him and to believe him at his word, that whatever you need is right there. But faith, God is not going to come down from the sky and give it to you. He wants you to go and press forward. Whatever you believe in, you go. You name it. You claim it. But you got to trust God and believe. 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 So I want to let you know Faith on the Line is simply for faith, and we trust God that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. And I love to use the scripture to say that in Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There we go again. Even when you don't see it happen, that's not saying it's not going to happen. It's your belief. And I thank and praise God for that. Also, we walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank and praise God on tonight. Even you don't see what's out there. You don't even see what's before you. But trust God anyway. And that thing will come before your eyes before you know it. And I want to let you all know that. Keep continuing to trust God. Come on, keep on continuing to trust God. Keep on continuing to trust God and believe God like never before. Put your arms around whatever you want God to do for you. I want you to trust God and his word. I want you to put your arms around God. Grab upon him tight as you can. Tell God you need him. Tell God that you want, Lord, I don't have a little, but just a little. And that's all he asked for is faith. Just a little bit. Just believe him just a little bit. Get a little seed, just a little bit. You see how we put the seeds in the ground and they grow? But if you don't put the right proper nourishment and nutrient to it, it's not going to grow. That's how faith is. You got to trust God and believe that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. I don't care how long it takes, how many years it takes. But God be a God still bless. And I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And as I pray, anybody have a prayer request, maybe want to after the service, I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Maybe you want her to pray some things that, some things God would allow her to do. And also, I want to thank and praise God for you all. And we're going to touch and agree together on tonight. And we're going to believe God together. The word of God tells us when it's two or three touching and agree in his name, he'll be in the midst. The word of God tells us that I thank God for the, in his word when he said, assemble ourselves together. We're not in a place, but we're on the phone line. And that's together. So let's come together and let's pray on tonight. And I want to let you all not know that also this weekend, God is with you. This weekend, believe God for whatever you trust in him, whatever you believe in him for. This weekend, have a wonderful weekend. Nothing will happen that God in you will not allow. I thank and praise God on tonight. Thank and praise God for it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you on tonight. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good and so kind and so merciful to me. I thank you, Lord God, for showing your glory down upon me. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love and your kindness. Father God, but before I go any further, God, Heavenly Father, I want you to, Lord God, to forgive me. Forgive us. Forgive us of our sins that we omitted and committed today was not of you. Lord, we may look the same way that you was not pleased. We may hear things that shouldn't have been in our ears. Father God, we may spoke things out of our tongue. And it should have been, God. Lord, help us and forgive us on tonight. Lord, we might was thinking the wrong thing in our mind about a certain person. God, forgive us, Jesus. Oh, Lord, your word tells us, Lord God, to know. To love one another, God, as you loved us, God. And I thank you for loving us. I thank you for touching us, Lord, in areas where we need to be touched at the moment. Father God, I ask you to touch us and touch our life. Touch our mind. Touch our thoughts. Touch us, God, in areas that we need you to touch us in. God, we need you, God, to guide us and lead us. And Lord, give us direction, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you because you're so worthy and you're worthy to be praised. Lord, today may not have been a good day, Lord, in our flesh-wise, but Lord, in the spirit, God, we thank you. Father God, today may have been going the way we wanted to go, but God, we still thank you. Lord, I thank you, God. But Lord, I thank you. Lord, the enemy may came in trying to distract us, God. But Lord God, I thank you that we bind him and he went on his way. Lord, I thank you right now for this day, a day you made, which is 1,000, Lord God. It's 1,000 years to you, but one day to you, God. I thank you. Better is one day, God, than 1,000. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my friends, my neighbors, Lord, that's on the other end, on the phone line. I thank you, God. I thank you for Lord God, for my sister, my brother. Those that are listening, God, I thank you. God, they could be elsewhere. But God, but you allowed them to come in on tonight. God, I ask you whatever they're in need of, God, whatever they may be thinking or whatever they may be wondering, God. Lord God, give them strength. Lord God, bless them whatever their needs and wants are. You know what they are. You know what they believe in you for. God, you know what they're seeking you for. You know what direction they're trying to go. You know, God. And God, only you can get them there. Help them, God. You know what type of finance, Lord. You know what financial burden there is. What bills need to be paid, God. What money they need to come up with, God. Give them, Lord God, the right amount of money, God. Or more than enough seed, God. Or more than enough seed. God, I thank you right now. Lord, I ask you to bless all tonight. Bless the children that are going to proms and bless the ones that's graduating and bless the ones that's getting degrees, Lord God. And Lord, touch them, God. Touch them, Lord. I pray over their lives. I pray over their families. I pray over them, God, that they will have a successful life, that they will go and be able to be and do what you called them to do, that they will bless your house, that they will be able to sow seeds towards whatever they believe in you for. God, I thank you right now. God, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father. I thank you right now. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. God, I even ask you to look on those who are not well in their bodies. Maybe they're not feeling it. Look on those that thinking crazy thoughts in their mind. We cancel it out right now. Satan, you a liar, wonder. Get out of their mind. Get out of their thoughts. You don't belong there. We send you back to hell from which you come from. In the mighty name of Jesus, bipolar, schizophrenic. I thank you for dimension, God. Even all time, God, we bind it right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, put their mind in you, God. Your words say, Lord God, you want our mind to be in you. Put their mind in you, God, that they will think the way they should be. Touch their child, touch their mother, touch their father, their sister, God. They need you, God, to bring the child back home. In the mighty name of Jesus, safely, God. Turn them back home, Lord God. We bind every gang violence, gun violence, homosexuality spirit. We come against it right now, God. Bullying, God, we come against sex trafficking, Lord. We come against it right now. Lord God, we come in a teen period at a younger age. We cancel it out right now over our children. Over our children's life, over our children. Lord, we bind a generation of curse. We come against those things that cause us, Lord God, to act like what we can, what we're born into. Lord, your words say that if we be in you, your words say, Lord, when we were a new creature, when I was a man, I spake as a man. When I became a child, when I was a child, I put away childish things. When I was a man, Lord God, thank you for letting me know, Lord, when I was young, God, Lord God, I did things, and Lord, now that I'm older, I should know better now. Lord, I should think wisely. I should think like I should. God, touch our minds and our thoughts. Grow us up in areas where we're not. Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, bless everyone with knowledge and understanding beyond their adult years, beyond their youth years. Touch them, God. Lord, this was wrong with us, God, today. We don't ask you for knowledge. We don't ask you, Lord God, for understanding, God. We just do and go by being, God. Then we get in a situation we don't even know which way to turn, God. Touch us right now in the name of Jesus. Build us up when we torn down, God. Lord, touch that person, Lord. Touch that marriage. That's in a bridge of going through a divorce. Touch that marriage that confusion came in, God. Bring peace there. Lord, touch that marriage, God, where the husband don't feel like he loves the husband don't feel like he loves the wife, and the wife don't feel like she loves the husband, God. We ask you to bring love back in their marriage. Touch right now, God. Touch their bills, Lord. Touch the finance. Lord, touch the Lord, God, that they will be able to provide, Lord, for one of them. Lord God, touch that husband, Lord, that's trying to be a man. He's doing all he knows how, but Lord God, he don't know which way. Lord, open up a door, a financial door. Lord, save somebody, deliver somebody. Somebody out there needs you, God. They don't backslide. Bring them back to you, God. Bring them back to you, God, like you did the prodigal son. He left, but he came back. Lord God, welcome to me with open arms. God, touch that leader, touch that evangelist, touch that doctor, that bishop that's out there bringing forth your word before your people, God. Lord, your word say you sent it out there to do. Lord, you sent it out, you sent them out there to do, God. They will not return unto your Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the prophets of God. Thank you for the bishop. Thank you for the doctors. Thank you for the evangelists. Thank you for it, God. And Lord, you got some out there, Lord, that just getting started, and you ain't called them, God. Even touch the one that wasn't called. Bring deliverance and set them free, God. Ah, glory to your name. Lord, I even ask you, God, to look upon everybody. They got loved ones, Lord, that's dealing with alcohol, drugs. Lord, maybe they're dealing with porn. Maybe they're dealing with, Lord, abuse. Maybe they're dealing with, Lord God, anger. Maybe they're dealing with temper, Lord. Maybe they're dealing with, Lord God, struggling, Lord God. They don't know how to end me, God. Maybe they're dealing with, God, situation they don't know how to get out of. Maybe they're dealing with, God, Lord God, seems like things not going right. God, touch it. Lord, bring deliverance to us. Bring peace. Their heart is hardened, God. Unheart their heart. Oh God, Pharaoh was hardened too, but God, you caused him to harden his heart. Lord, bring deliverance, Lord. Saul made them to deny you. Don't even know you, Lord. And that's all they know, but Lord, they're going to deny you. They're going to turn their back on you, God, but you still know them, God. You still bless them. Peter did too, but Lord, you knew Peter loved you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give your name the praise and the honor and the glory. Bless everybody that needs a blessing. Touch him, God, with his spiritual, finances. God, look upon our spiritual, Lord. Yeah, help our spirit to become. Help our spirit to become what you want it to be. Lord, help us not to please the flesh all the time, but please to come in and, Lord, please you, God, in the name of Jesus. Because your word said, I do for you, you'll do for me. Lord, your word said, whatever I want, it's mine. Because I'm your child and I'm obeying your commandment. I'm keeping your law. So the word of God said, whatever I want, I can have it because I'm your child. The Son in Jesus' name, I pray. I give the name of glory to the honor and the praise. Touch prophets, touch a mind, touch a thought, give a strength, give a peace of mind, God. Lord, even when she minister people to train in the pain, God, even when she minister, God, Lord, those that come to her, they come to her, Lord, with heart problems. And they come to her, God, with a difficult situation, God, but you able her how to deal with it. Lord God, somebody may come to her, God, with a different, Lord, personality, or may, Lord, you give her the interpreter to interpret what they're saying, to interpret what's going on, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for her, God, because she has so much to do. But she do it so well because she trusts you. In our Son Jesus' name, I pray. And I pray for all of those that's struggling with a situation and you don't know how you're going to get out of it. And you don't know how it's going to come about. But God said, he's going to bring you out. God said, it's already done. Just trust him and just let him do it. God said, it's already done. In our Son Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I thank God for you all listening on tonight. I want to let you know whatever you're battling with, God said he's going to do it. He's going to bring you through it. He's going to just trust him at his word. And I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. And God bless you all until next Friday. We meet again. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Prophetess Pate. I don't know about you all listening, but I received that prayer on tonight. I see right now there appears to be no live prayer request, but I got two announcements. And while I give the announcements, you still have a little bit of time left. Hear me, you still got a little bit of time left to get on the phone line if you need prayer tonight. The number is 347-426-3782. My two announcements. This is the last call for Train the Pain. If you have pain, which I know you do, we all have pain, and it needs to be trained. It won't heal, so you might as well train it to work for you. This is the last call to be a part of the Train the Pain session, starting Saturday, tomorrow night. Saturday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. All you need to do is go to paypal.me/prophetessstacy. That's paypal.me/prophetessstacy, and pay your $35, or you can use the Cash App, and that is the dollar symbol and prolific fire. The P is capital, the F is capital. Prolific fire. Pay your $35. Then I want you to text me. Text me at 865-408-8690. 865-408-8690. And somebody may be saying, why you want me to text you? I need you to text me after you pay your money so I can tell you the number to call in to be a part of the Train the Pain session. So if you have pain, it's still time to get it trained to work for you. You can train the pain to work for you. So be a part of that tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. And my normal announcement is, everybody listening, be sure to join me for Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, prolific fire, when the word of the Lord will be resting in depression. Resting in depression. Somebody, you're going through a season of depression and you need this word, so be sure to be on the phone lines by calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/prolific fire and be a part of that on Monday night. With that being said, this is your last opportunity for prayer for tonight. But if you don't get it in, you can always call Prolific Fire Monday after the word. I will pray for you. But this is the last call for tonight. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, I'm just going to assume that everybody's mind is clear for right now and there's no issues. But if you need prayer, if something comes up, contact us Monday night. Until then, on behalf of Prophet Spade and myself, have a blessed night. We out.